CRJ 230, this is your podcast week number 12. I almost said four. What the heck? Week number 12. It's going to be short. Because you know about this topic. There's just a few things I want to emphasize. And you've heard this multiple times, and so if it's repetitive, well, so be it. But you know, and now you can start educating other people, that if you really appreciate the importance of evidence, you have to understand and distinguish the issues relevant to circumstantial evidence as opposed to direct evidence, and recognize that each of these categories of evidence possesses, in theory, equal force, equal weight before the trier of fact. Proof of a fact may be made with either direct or circumstantial evidence, or both. A conviction may rest entirely on circumstantial evidence, as long as a body of circumstantial evidence has been sufficiently connected to meet the legal standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt, if we're talking about a criminal case. And I think, as the cases for this week are going to indicate, you connect the dots. You're complete in your investigation and your fact gathering as police. You're complete in your connecting the dots and then your presentation of those facts and evidence as prosecutors or as defense attorneys or defense counsel or lawyers and legal assistants for the defense in poking holes in, trying to disrupt the connection of dots. And then, knowing now that most cases, and especially in the criminal law realm, are not proved by physical evidence, are not always able to be proved by the weapon, the exact weapon, direct physical evidence, direct eyewitness testimony. Knowing how much circumstantial evidence impacts and plays a part in the investigation of, the prosecution of, the trying of, the appeals of criminal cases in particular, but also same thing happens. Circumstantial evidence is often more prevalent in civil cases. We don't have crime labs in civil cases as a general rule. We don't have the same sort of processing of physical evidence, so it's sometimes even more so in those cases. But just as any of those cases, and as with most issues and topics we cover in this course, what is and what isn't allowable and all the issues that happen are adjudicated and they flow through the system on a daily basis. So you have to stay current, you have to stay connected, you have to follow the law. And when you're looking at a particular type of case, you know, to pick a criminal offense, and all you have is circumstantial evidence, you know that you can go into a resource like Lexis and you can go to that statute, say, burglary. And you can page down from the statute and you can see annotations, you can see cases listed by topic and by courts, by jurisdictions and by topics, and you can find cases that talk about circumstantial evidence, and you can get a good idea about whether what you have is sufficient. Now, ultimately, for those of you going into law enforcement, the prosecutor is going to decide if the evidence that you gathered and presented to that prosecutor is sufficient to charge or go to the grand jury. And if they do that, ultimately, whether or not that evidence is admitted is going to be up to the discretion of the judge. And ultimately, whether the body of evidence, all the dots connect, whether it's sufficient for a conviction or subject to acquittal, that's going to be up to the trier of fact, either the judge or the jury. And then finally, there's always the opportunity that even after a successful conviction and sentencing, that the case could go and be reviewed by the appellate or Supreme Court in Illinois. But our primary task this week was to review for one final time the fact that circumstantial evidence is going to play a large part in your everyday lives. And wherever you fall within the law and justice careers, wherever you fall within working in the system. And you know that now, after 12 weeks, you're competent to go out and explain it to other people. So when you're watching some TV show, people make some comment, you're at the point now where you might cringe because you know that that's not accurate. And you're having a conversation with someone, and they don't have the knowledge you have. You can help them understand. Help them understand our system and the realities and why. Four more weeks after this, I appreciate all your efforts the first three quarters of the semester now. Look forward to your efforts in the final 4 weeks. If you need me, you know where to find me.